minutes?
Yes, sir, you did.
Okay.
I will let you know.
Okay, my name's John, and I'm an addict. Is this audience going to get any smaller? Now, I tend to view NA in terms of relationships, and I've known Mike since 1988, when a guy I was sponsoring asked me to come down and speak at his home group, and Mike was there as a relative newcomer. And since then, I sponsored Mike, though probably the biggest mistake he made in his recovery was to fire me. But I can... No, I'm not going to let go of that. I can tell you there are many, 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 many things I can tell you about Mike R., but one thing we all know, he is extremely detail-oriented, isn't he?
Yeah.
Now, I have a much different approach. I'm going to, as I said, I tend to think in all this in terms of relationships, and so I'm going to talk about people. Now, it's generally the custom in NA if someone has passed on to the great meeting in the sky to use his last name. So, and I think that's not considered breaking his anonymity. If you hear me use someone's last name, that's because the lassie is dead. I'm basically a city boy. I was born in New York. I've moved around. I'm back in New York now, but I've mostly got clean and have stayed clean in big East Coast cities with one exception. Is there anyone from Calvert County? Ah, well, yes, the county, as they call it. Yes, I spent Culvert is the way to pronounce it, by the way. When you're not saying, I spent five, I can't think of the right adjective, so let's just say years in Prince Frederick. So, let's get the statistic over with. I got clean. I went to my first NA meeting on February 13th, 1975. Yes, I know. Yeah, I was born. You weren't born then. I've heard all that crap. And I have been clean ever since. So NA works. And what I'm going to tell you, as I like to do this, is that I will tell you this in the context of my story. As I got clean and got involved in the service structure, I was present for, or sometimes a participant in a number of significant NA events. So I would like to talk about those and some of the people involved. A lot of people, I got clean, I was living in Wilmington, Delaware. There were no meetings in Delaware, but I see in this meeting list you gave from 1981, World Directly, there were two meetings in Delaware. I started both of them. But at the time, if you wanted to go to NA, you went to Philadelphia. And I was 12-step by a man named Ray T, and began to drive up to Philadelphia meetings with him. Ray was very, very big on service, when we started a meeting in Delaware, which still exists, the Delaware Step Group on Tuesday nights, he was elected GSR and I was elected the alternate. Now, an interesting thing about Philadelphia is that NA started in Philadelphia in 1969. Someone had gotten a hold of the White Book, work for rehab and fill in the rest. And the people who, our predecessors, there in 69, 70, in the early 70s, they believed that they started Narcotics Anonymous. And they did not see them as being connected to the California enterprise, though they used a little white book and the triangle of self-obsession and, oh, there wasn't any more literature then. So that was that. We did, however, have an area service committee. We had a copy of the tree. I'll tell you what service was like. I went to my first area service meeting. It was held at the old Norristown YMCA, which was since condemned and torn down. And in those days, we had five meetings in the whole Delaware Valley, and everyone came to area services. And there was a long table where the important people sat. And during the course of the meeting, two men began to argue. Shocking, isn't it? Oh, this gets worse. And at a crucial moment, one of them leaned over this table, pulled the other by his shirt, and decked him. And as he was doing that, he remarked, "This is a fucking spiritual program, man." So I believe that I was in the right place. And so, you know, violence, rock and roll, sex, it sounded like, you know, like you're using. In any case, I loved service and stayed there and eventually became chair of the area service committee. By that point, various areas had formed the Mid-Atlantic region by 1980. And we joined the Mid-Atlantic region, as did the groups from Baltimore and Washington. And I remember people then, you mentioned Billy Z, who has been the tireless advocate for handicapped addicts for the last 35 years, still clean. The young man who was a college student, Mark W., who was the regional chair, the famous brother Rick.
East of the river.
He had drugs. Did I hear the word drama? Chris K., the photographer. Mark Peters, alas, who died of the flu. Your first RSR woman named Karen, and then there were a bunch of people from Baltimore as well. Randy J., whom I hope to see here this weekend from Annapolis. His wife, Debbie C., whom he met at the World Service Conference. Two brothers, Vince and Mark. I'm sure some of you know them. These were the predecessors that I remember working with. And what happened is in 82, the Philadelphia area morphed into the Greater Philadelphia region. And we were the first break-off, significant break-off, from the core of the Mid-Atlantic region. That sort of paved the way for Chesapeake, Potomac, and Greater New York. So those three regions were all in full swing by 1983, and we tried to give as much help as we could. So that's going on here. At the same time, Bo S. and others, Paige C., Roger Teague, and many others are involved in the writing of the basic text. Now, the basic text, it was an extraordinary, once-in-a-lifetime achievement. It could not be done again. We probably had 2,000 addicts in the United States, and Bo ran this traveling circus called the World Literature Committee, where they went around and wrote the basic text in snippets and cut and pasted it. I'll tell you an extraordinary story, at least for me, and I won't tell you which part, that we had to work without literature. 76, Delaware starts a step group. So we're doing it without literature, and then the area has a great idea that every meeting would write a step, and together we would have our own little step booklet. So I wrote a step for my group, and we sent it in. And of course, this never happened. You know, we didn't. No one else did. So, 1983, I get my first edition with the red cover of the basic text, and I'm looking around, and I think, oh, that sounds familiar. And holy smoke, there it was, word for word. And that's how I wrote my own little piece of the basic text. And I don't tell people, usually I didn't tell people at all. I'm not going to tell you what part, though some night if you're with me in a meeting in a step group, and I might say to the person next to me, wow, that is absolutely brilliant. That has to be the best piece of NA literature I have ever read in my life. So, and there are a lot of people who can say that, except they're wrong. Now, so, on the regional chair, we all had 7 service positions, which I don't advise. At the same time, I'm the last area chair of Philadelphia, the first regional chair, and I'm the alternate, the RSR alternate, Regional Service Rep alternate for the Mid-Atlantic, and I go out to California for the first time in 1982. So I'm there when they approve the basic text. The next year I come out, and now I'm the RSR, but not from Mid-Atlantic, I'm the RSR from Greater Philadelphia. And that's the year when the basic text actually comes out. That is also the year that the very complicated and highly misunderstood story of the lockout of Jimmy Kinnon occurred, and I'll briefly tell you that it didn't happen the way you read it on the internet. There was a lot of passion. There was this, I mean, we had to convince people a couple years before that we needed to start going to the World Service Conference and connect with California, or we were going to be left by the wayside, and some of our predecessors didn't like that. So there wasn't a real positive feeling toward California. California didn't have a real positive feeling toward the East Coast, because they thought we were trying to take over. They didn't like there are a lot of people out in California who didn't like the basic text because they didn't write it. It was an East Coast thing. So there was a lot of tension And then the missing passages came up, and it was Jimmy Kinnon's decision to remove the passages. A lot of people don't know that. We were really pissed. When we, I mean the RSRs. So we hired a person to replace him as the office manager, now known as the executive director, a man named Bob Stone. And Bob was concerned that seemed like half of Southern California had keys to the office because it was all on a volunteer basis. Yeah. And so he did what any management expert does when you change, when you change staffs. He put on new locks. That's the story. Not quite as dramatic, is it? So I was there for that. And the vote, not to replace Jimmy, but to hire Bob, was unanimous. So yeah, I voted for it. Blame me. They blame me for something because they elected me world policy chair. And with the charge, we were working on this, operating this thing under the called the NA tree, and I was supposed to write a new service structure. And me and my committee did. And we presented it at the 84 service conference, and they said, well, we're not sure we like it, but it's better than the tree, so we'll take it, but we'll call it the temporary working guide to our service structure, which we then operated under for 17 years. So, if you want to go home and get some bragging rights at your home group, crow over the people who didn't come to this wonderful convention, you can say, well, I met the father of the twigs. That's so ridiculous. So, for my transgressions, I was sentenced to 5 more years and elected to the Board of Trustees. And the last two, I was the vice chair. It's been a whole decade. We had some great accomplishments. The trustees. We rewrote the little white book to make it absolutely 100% clear that alcohol is a drug. If you ever look at the version of the white book before that, you will see that that's ambiguous. But we fixed that. After a lot of discussion, we added the word sexual identity. That's important. Not orientation, not preference, sexual identity to the list of things we do not discriminate against, and that opened the door to so many addicts. I'm very proud of what we did there. Mm-hmm. In 88, I was the chair of the select committee on special interest meetings. And the report I wrote still floats around. If you write the WSO and say, oh, they have special interest meetings, they must be a tradition violation, how can we just take these people around side of the building and shoot them? They will send you a copy of that report, which is entitled Special Interest versus Special Needs. And Myself and another man who is a brilliant member of NA, Ron H., he and I shared in the writing of the trustee bulletins, some of which you still have. Ron wrote some of them himself. I wrote some of them myself. We collaborated on some of them. And then in 1989, because of good behavior, I was not reelected to the board. And I tapered off. I still have to serve in the World Convention World Convention Corporation. I was on the board for that, and that no longer exists. And a couple of other things. I worked a little bit on how it works, how and why. But that was the end of my being this being there for these great historical events. I am happy I missed the lawsuit. However, I have some opinions about that, and I knew every one of the litigants on each side. That too is an unhappy. That is a very unhappy occasion, and we are still suffering from it. However, most of what I experienced were a bunch of people who were involved in this exciting adventure of starting a program, of getting it moving, of making it worldwide, and understanding that. I mean, the trustees I was closest to, we were very much aware that the decision we made in 1985 was going to affect addicts in 2015. And we wanted to get it right. And a lot of us were limited by our educations, by our prejudices, by our backgrounds, by our biases, and it takes a really strong program to rise above that. And we did. And so if I ever believe that this program is inspired by, may I still use the word, inspired by God, or at least operates under God's grace, it is through my experience in NA service and the role you have allowed me to play in its history. Thank you very much. Thank you.